Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm your host, Dad. We have a family-friendly show with four topics, five questions per topic for a total of 20 answers. We also end the show with two truths and a lie. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Trivia with Dad. Today, it's Trivia Without Dad. And I'm going to be asking the questions and answering them. Oh.
Excuse you. That is not correct. Welcome to Trivia with Dad. I'm here with the two loveliest ladies, the two smartest ladies, and the one handsome host from the West and the East. What do we have? Vegetables, Middle East, numbers, and hyenas. Round one, vegetables, eat your veggies. Great slogan, they have a great marketing team. Question one, what vegetable is commonly used to make pickles?
Cucumbers.
Correct. A cucumber is both a fruit and a vegetable, depending on how you classify it. I never understand this stuff. Google says fruit and vegetables comprise different parts of the plants from which they grow. Fruits come from the flowering part and contain seeds. In contrast, vegetables are the edible parts of the plant, such as leaves, stem, roots, and bulbs. Question 2. What was the first vegetable grown in space?
Peas?
Incorrect.
Green bean?
Potatoes. Potatoes are 80% water. Aren't we all sick of hearing how much water is in everything? Humans are 60% water. Question 3. True or false? Celery is a negative calorie food, meaning you burn more calories eating and digesting it than the food provides.
True.
It is false. There is no scientific evidence supporting the idea that any food is calorically negative. Question 4. What vegetable is also the name of a media company known for publishing fake articles?
Onion?
Correct. One of the oldest cultivated plants, and the onion, home to plenty of funny stories. Question 5. What vegetable does Popeye eat in the very old cartoon to become instantly stronger?
Spinach?
Popeye the Sailor Man, yes. Popeye is 100% example of a cartoon that certainly would not fly anymore if you ask me. Yet kids back in the day grew up on it. 3 out of 5 for the girls, headed into round 2, Middle East. Damascus, Syria is the oldest continuously inhabited city in the world. Additionally, the Kuwaiti dinar is the strongest currency in the world by exchange rate. Question 1. What is the most widely spoken language in the Middle East?
English?
Incorrect.
Greek?
Arabic. It's the 4th most spoken language. English is number 3. Spanish is number 2. And Chinese is number 1. Question 2. What is the name of the Islamic holy month of fasting?
I don't know.
Ramadan. The word Islam means peace, and Mo on Netflix is a good show. Adult show, however. Question 3. Which Middle Eastern city is considered sacred in Judaism, Christianity, and Islam?
I don't know.
Jerusalem. Jerusalem contains sacred sites for all three religions. We are learning a lot about the Middle East. I love it. Question 4. What is the name of the small headscarf worn by many Muslim women?
Hijab,
correct. It's a symbol of modesty and faith. It is not a universal requirement. Question 5. Which ancient empire based in present-day Iran was one of the largest in history?
I don't know.
The Persian Empire. Cyrus the Great founded the empire in 550 BC by uniting the Persian tribes. Alexander the Great defeated the Persian army in 331 BC. 1 out of 5 for the girls. They're at 4, heading into the second half of the show. But first, a sponsor update. Golf Pong, we love them. They are the original. It comes with the hitting mat, 16 Velcro golf balls, a stand with 6 targets, and a lovely carrying case. Check out the link in the description. Round 3 numbers. Simple, every answer is a number. Question 1. What number is associated with James Bond?
Eight.
Incorrect.
99.
007. The 00 means he has a license to kill. Question 2. What number turned sideways is the sign for infinity?
8.
Correct. Infinity is sometimes even called the lazy 8. English mathematician John Wallace introduced the concept. Question 3. What is the number of letters in the English alphabet?
26.
Yes. Until 1835, the ampersand, the and signal, was the 27th letter of the alphabet. Question 4. How many feet are in a mile?
1,576.
Good guess and correct.
1,386.
Incorrect. It's 5,280. What a weird number. So what is the deal with a mile? Well, I looked. It comes from Latin, of course. Milli passus, which translates to 1,000 paces. Question 5. What is the sum of the interior angles of a triangle?
6.
Whoa, incorrect.
180?
180. Triangles are classified into 6 different types, though. Maybe that's what Mila was referring to. 2 out of 5. A 6-point show. Will they finish strong in round 4? Hyenas. Hyenas can consume bones because of their highly acidic stomachs. They are closely related to cats, and of course, they can laugh. Question 1. What continent are all hyenas native to?
Africa?
That is correct. There are 4 species of hyenas: spotted, striped, brown, and aardwolf. The striped hyena also ranges into parts of Asia. Question 2. What species of hyena is the largest?
The spotted hyena?
Yes, known for their powerful bite and large social structure. Then you have the brown hyena, the striped, and finally the little itty baby aardwolf. Question 3. Spotted hyenas have the 8th strongest bite force in the animal kingdom. Can you name 2 animals with stronger bites?
An alligator and a crocodile?
Crocodile counts as 1. Alligator is not on the list. Maddie for the save.
An elephant and a horse?
Wow, they do not get it. Listen up, folks. We have the Nile crocodile, then the saltwater crocodile, then the great white shark, then a hippo, jaguar, gorilla, polar bear, and finally number 8, spotted hyena. Looks like Mila has an objection.
Shouldn't crocodile count for 2 then?
I am not the creator of these things. I am just the messenger. I will give you 0.5 point for your fussiness. They're at 8.5. Question 4. What animal acts as a GPS for hyenas by circling dead animals in the sky?
A vulture?
Correct. We have a ton of turkey vultures here in Maryland. They are pretty big, pretty weird looking, if you ask me. Question 5. Multiple choice. A group of hyenas is called a what? School, clan, or army?
Clan?
She got it. A clan or a cackle. Hyenas are led by the dominant females in the clan. What a strong round for them. 4.5, putting them up to 10.5, heading into 2 truths and a lie about dogs. Statement 1. Dogs can see in complete darkness. Statement 2. A dog's sense of smell is 10,000 times stronger than a human's. Statement 3. Dogs have unique nose prints, just like human fingerprints. Mila, very confident. Mila, the lie is?
Complete darkness.
Correct. Dogs do have good low light vision, better than humans, but they cannot see in complete darkness. 10,000 times stronger smell? Maybe that's why they can smell your fear. All right. Peace out, peoples. 11.5 for the ladies. Go pet your dog and have a great month.